This is the parallax for Sunday, April 12th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a diplomatic breakdown with global consequences. Vice President J.D. Vance announced early Sunday that U.S.-Iran peace negotiations in Islamabad ended without agreement after roughly 21 hours of talks. Vance stated Iran refused to commit to abandoning its nuclear weapons program and rejected what he called America's final and best offer. According to Axios, the sticking points were substantial. Iran demanded control of the Strait of Hormuz and refused to surrender its enriched uranium stockpile. The breakdown puts a fragile two-week ceasefire in jeopardy and raises the prospect of renewed fighting in a conflict that has already killed thousands and disrupted global energy supplies. Here's where the coverage diverges. Al Jazeera and Iranian media frame this differently. While Vance said Iran chose not to accept U.S. terms, Iranian outlets counter that Iran didn't expect a deal at the first meeting and that the ball is in America's court. Bloomberg and Zero Hedge focus on the immediate consequences. The ceasefire now hangs by a thread, and the U.S. is already moving forward with military operations. Zero Hedge reports that CENTCOM has confirmed minesweepers are clearing the Strait of Hormuz, while Trump announced the start of what he called clearing out the strait as a favor to the rest of the world. Turning to domestic politics, Representative Eric Swalwell, a leading contender in the California governor's race, saw his political fortunes collapse in 24 hours. On Saturday, he lost all 21 of his endorsements from Democratic congressional colleagues after a Manhattan district attorney investigation into sexual assault allegations was confirmed. Four women have accused Swalwell of sexual misconduct, including rape. He denies all allegations as flat-out false and has refused to drop his gubernatorial bid. The consequences have been swift and severe. Representative Ana Paulina Luna announced she is filing a motion to expel Swalwell from Congress. Senior staffers from both his congressional and campaign offices resigned en masse on Saturday. Axios reports his fundraising page was taken down, calling the reversal stunning in just 24 hours. The coverage reflects the partisan divide. The Guardian and Axios report on the Manhattan DA investigation and the loss of endorsements with straightforward fact-telling. The Daily Wire quotes senior staffers saying they were horrified by the allegations. Meanwhile, Fox News emphasizes Swalwell's denial and his statement that he will fight the allegations with everything. But notably, Democratic aides told Axios that Democrats plan to countermove by pursuing expulsion of Representative Tony Gonzalez, a Republican who faces his own House ethics investigation for sexual misconduct, a tit-for-tat escalation unfolding in real time. In Europe, history may be in the making. Hungarians headed to the polls Sunday in what observers are calling the most competitive election since Viktor Orban took power 16 years ago. Challenger Peter Magyar and his Tisza party were polling with a double-digit lead over Orban's Fidesz party. Early figures pointed to record voter turnout. Orban, a self-described practitioner of illiberal democracy and an ally of both Trump and Putin, warned at his final rally that we could now lose everything. NPR reports that at a pre-election concert in Budapest, musicians and concertgoers expressed sharp criticism of Orban's leadership. The BBC reports that most polls favor Magyar. The Washington Examiner notes that Fidesz is polling at 39%, a double-digit deficit, and describes the election as placing Hungary at the center of world politics because its outcome could reshape Europe's political direction and Ukraine policy. The Iran conflict continues to reverberate across the global economy. The International Monetary Fund warned this week that the U.S.-Iran war will slow global growth, raise inflation, and worsen food insecurity. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva stated the conflict will leave scarring effects on the global economy. The breakdown of Pakistan talks sent U.S. stock futures sliding and oil climbing. Malaysia says it faces a critical period for fuel by June. Australia established a government working group to protect urea fertilizer supplies. Zambia approved a revised national budget to address war-driven fuel cost pressures. Zero Hedge reports the IMF's stark warnings about fuel shortages and hunger. That's the Parallax for Sunday, April 12th. Thanks for listening.